Good morning.
Good
morning. Well, Mel, come on. We both want to know. You went somewhere in Phoenix.
Yeah, we found out that the Phoenix is rising and nothing can stop it.
Yes.
I'll tell you that right now.
Exactly right.
Yeah, the truth is, this is the best part, guys, and it has a lot to do with us. What I heard more in the crowd than anything else was about the Great Reset and about Davos and about how dare people do this to our world and the country, and people calling people out by name like Klaus Schwab and Soros. I mean, people are awake like I never saw before. This is, people are past the point of, you know, thinking it's about, you know, these Black Lives Matter and all of this. People are seeing the big picture in mass, and not just like one or two. Thousands of people are talking like this, and it is what the goal was, to look at the puppet masters, not the distractions. And this is a great, great thing to have witnessed. And I believe that that is the goal, is to have people know this is a worldwide war against a small faction of truly evil people. And now that they're out of the shadows, remember the I spoke at the event and I talked about the JFK speech in 1961 when he called out the secret societies and all these people, and then of course lost his life because of it. And you know what? I feel like we're back on track.
I agree with you 100%. And the word you used there, which is we must not forget, is we're in a war. And this morning, that war took a new turn whereby the troublemakers, some have infiltrated the Patriots, are suggesting that General Flynn is a black hat. Now, this is to try and divide people. What it does do is it tells the real Patriots from the fake ones. And they'll try anything.
Look, Donald Trump pardoned Flynn. And the reason he pardoned him was because Flynn didn't break under pressure. Flynn remained true as a solid patriot. And I can't think of anyone really who's taken more crap and had his family had more crap than anyone else, but stayed true. So it's just utterly insane. I think, you know, I'm hoping that Flynn will have some sort of role in the new world ahead. But for people to try and cause trouble like that is just insane.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. Eric Trump spoke right a little bit before me, and I watched him and Flynn. Okay. Mm-hmm. These people love each other. Yep. If this was the reverence and the love that Eric had for Flynn, just seeing him and talking with him, and if you watched it from where I did, this is not, no. This is totally insane. This is a divide and conquer. Listen, look, we've all seen it. I mean, you two more than anyone, Simon for sure. But these are people revealing themselves. I see it. I got a bunch of emails warning me about Flynn, and I'm like, well, I see him all the time. Yeah. I'm positive you're wrong. But here's the other thing.
Go on.
This is the thing that really is the craziest. What Flynn's message is, people ask why we go around the country. I'm in Arizona. I'm going to New Mexico. I'm going to Oklahoma City. I'm going to the border after that. I will tell you, is because our local governments matter the most right now. We are a constitutional republic. Every state has to take back its sovereignty from the swamp, get the swamp creatures out, balance their own budgets, and not take orders from a illegitimate, totally captured vassal state of the District of Columbia. And we need local patriots to do the work in their counties. We have 3,000 plus counties. We need patriots in every single one of them. Organize like your group, Connecting Consciousness. We need that all over America of patriots that are out there vetting every single person running, finding out that they take money from one of these CCP fronts or from George Soros or Zuckerberg. If they did, we need the community to be aware this person is a globalist. You need to find a better person and stop thinking right and left, Republican, Democrat. Judge each person on who they are, and that is the way back. It has to be state by state, going back to the Constitution and reminding everyone that the District of Columbia is a rogue, unconstitutional situation that has been taken over by a foreign entity. We all know In Glasgow, they all pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum, which of course has their Davos meeting this week, which should be interesting. So,
I've canceled it, Mel.
Oh, great. Oh, I was wondering how they were going
to
pull it off.
No, they've moved it back to March.
Oh, good. I thought that was going to have to be a lot of CGI, way above Hollywood's head. Right.
Well, quickly then. The fact is that what the general has done is he's been round to what I call some rural areas in the US. And I know that a lot of my members have signed up, because they're American, have signed up for sheriffs or marshals. And they're all getting involved. And I think what's really important there is that it's about building those grassroots. But I wanted to quickly say that some of the Trump speech was televised, and I don't know, did you notice the strap line? Did you see the strap line underneath it? Charlie did. Well, for the audience who didn't, it had a lot of names of people, and then it just popped in two names. One was Nisara Jisara, and then it went on. And then another one was, and Becky was reminding me, it said, make sure you've got your portable radios ready.
Are you serious?
Yes, absolutely. God's honest truth. So what's happening is that the white hats are getting, hello, come on, darling, white hats are getting their message across. Now, the other thing that we got a little report about, and you were there, Mel, you had the pleasure of being there. One of the things is that when we go into a big meeting, we all dress up, you know, one way or the other. And then when the meeting's over and we've done the deal and all the rest of it, we undo our tie. Now, it's not the first time that Trump has, you know, been not quite so well dressed. But don't you think that was a message that was given?
I saw a lot of stuff happen, but really more than anything, what I saw was somebody who feels completely and totally in control and isn't afraid. Look, if they were really in control, the stuff he said, you know, he would, they, you know, they, what they're threatening us to arrest us as domestic terrorists for saying anything. He's up there clearly in control, very confident. But I really thought it was more about him reminding us it's not about him. It's really about us. And the truth is, we have a lot of work to do here in America, which is why we go around. You know, at least the tour that I go on with Flynn, you name your price, it doesn't matter. But when you go to the event, we have lots of local politicians that are in there and running, and people can go up, thousands of people go up to them, talk to them, speak to them eye to eye. You can assess who they are. We have lots of booths of different groups you can sign up with, different initiatives, things for the border. It's really a grassroots kind of encouraging people to get involved. And you know what he's saying really is, we have a lot of work to do. We need to demand voter ID. We need to clean those disgusting voter rolls, and we need to continue to fight and find and dig up who are the politicians that are globalists and working for the communist socialist regime, and who are for the Constitution. And really, 2022, the focus needs to be not allowing them to cheat, therefore putting law and order back in power in the public eye. This isn't about what we're talking about. This is about, I believe we've been watching a sting the whole time, but we're never going to have law and order unless there's people there to look at the evidence and put these people where they belong, which is jail or worse. But if 2022, we don't at least have a law and order constitutional situation where this evidence, they have mounds of evidence on everyone, on the election, on the Clintons, on the Russiagate, on, oh God, Ukraine, so much on Ukraine. And, you know, what we really need is justice. The American people and people over the world deserve justice. And we are past the point of knowing who the criminals are, like I said. But now it's time to put in some law and order and get the judges and the people that are blocking the release of evidence out of the way. And I think that's really the point. 2022, because a lot of dummies are out there like, well, who cares? Why vote? You know, it doesn't matter. It matters more now than ever. Or the justice that we seek will be delayed, never denied, because God's going to get it in the end. But we want to see it in real time, and they have it all. And it's time for them to put people in there that will not only look at the evidence, but expose it. And that's really 2022 for Americans. That needs to be what it's about.
That's what we're seeing right now, is the exposure of corruption bit by bit. Even what's happened in Australia with Djokovic, is nothing more than exposing how corrupt the system is. They openly admitted that they weren't deporting him for the risk of the virus. It was the risk of the narrative. And they basically said that. And people need to wake up to see what's actually happening. We in the UK, in Europe, where have you, we're taking a leaf out of your book with the rallies. And we're putting to, because the word patriot is very much American. We've decided to do a great awakening tour of the UK in April of this year. Great. And it's very interesting. We're going to get all the people, Simon, myself, all of the people that have been standing up for the truth, just to be out there talking to people. The one thing that Simon and I learned, we did a Christmas party in London. There was 20 of us. When you get 20 people together that are vibrating at the same frequency, the atmosphere is incredible. I spoke to Richard Citizen Journalist at the start at 8 o'clock in the morning in Phoenix, Arizona. There was 2,000 people there 12 hours before the rally.
Right.
And that's incredible. What you're doing, the work that you're doing going around the areas is dismantling their narrative, their bullshit, their lies. And when they see the one thing about the truth and lies, the truth shines through. You can see it. And there's an old saying, the cream always rises to the top. And it's very much the same in the world of vibrations. Good vibrations always overcome bad vibrations. They always have the upper hand. And when you get them coming together, it just destroys them. And we're seeing now the dismantling. We saw something very funny recently in London, in Parliament, where for 7 years they've had a Chinese Communist Party infiltrator into the House of Parliament. And you couldn't talk to her or pick on her because that would be racist. That's what they had you believe. And now you find, hang on, she's been paying for this, paying for that, paying for the other, into every facet of the parliament. And suddenly the penny's dropped and it's like, oh my God, half the cabinet have slept with her.
Wow. That's like a Swalwell. I got to tell you, you know, that's funny. The one other thing I think, and I'm curious what Simon's going to say, what does the taking away of Prince Andrew's powers as in the family have any significance? Because that seems to be a big deal, or at least people are confused. But didn't he run the Navy or something?
I was Colonel in Chief. All of these hangers on get lots of medals to wear on their chest for nothing. but he was a colonel, you see, of a regiment. And what happened, Mel? Just about 3 or 4 days beforehand, they leaked to, I don't know which newspaper it was, that they were refusing to raise their glasses to toast him. They were actually saying that we don't want him. And when that got back to, you know, the people in the royal decision-making circle, you know, they decided that that's it. So he's had his royal title removed. And the other thing is that they've apparently refused to give him any money, so we're going to have to sell his Swiss chalet, and I think that he'll be under huge pressure from the deep state to try and settle out of court. He may end up paying $10 million just to not go to court. Be very interesting. But either way, I think it's not just him finished, Mel. I think the royal family's finished, because the next question that people should be asking is, don't tell me the Queen didn't know what he's been up to for years. Don't tell me Charles didn't know. But they lied and they sat on it. So the question is not, is he good or is he bad, but why did the royal family hide him and protect him? Why didn't they get rid of him at a much earlier date? And the only reason they're getting rid of him now is because the spotlight of the media is on him.
Right. Well, I think it's the same thing with the Epstein case and Clinton. We're watching the same thing, I think, unfold here. A lot of people are out there saying what we've been saying, I've been saying for sure, is, okay, so we have Clinton on the plane. We have a relationship with Bill Clinton back to the 80s. We have that they're basically best friends. Epstein created the Clinton Foundation. They traveled all the time. The flights, we found out, it's not 27, it's 36, but that's just on Epstein's planes. Like, Clinton didn't have his own. And at the end of the day, whether he participated or not, which according to these girls, there were orgies with underage girls on the planes when he was on the planes. But regardless of that, he certainly was on the island. And this goes for every celebrity, every politician, everyone that went to Epstein Island. They all saw what was going on. Whether they participated or not, they're guilty of a crime. And and we need to know who they are.
They're guilty of silence. And I think what's going to be very interesting with Hollywood is how many famous actors no longer make any more films. Right. And I'm looking forward to seeing just how many actors no longer, you know, are coming forward. There's a lot of changes coming.
Mel would know more than anybody that I've heard from people behind the scenes in Hollywood that this was common knowledge.
Yeah.
Whether it be Weinstein, whether it be Epstein, it was talked about. And you can tell that by Ricky Gervais's Golden Globe speeches. They all knew what was going on.
That's true. But also it was common knowledge in Hollywood that we're seeing the Church of Satan, like Tucker had the guy on, which like people laughed at or whatever. No. The real Church of Satan with Aleister Crowley and LaVey and all these people that really was very big in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s in Hollywood has never gone away. They just went underground. And unfortunately, a lot of people took a blood oath to this Church of Satan, which has many rungs. It's not just, it's all these secret clubs in Hollywood and the witches' covens and all of it. Listen, what I hear is that Hollywood is a ghost town. A lot of them made a deal with the devil, the CCP, that pulled out all their money and took all their technology. And on top of that, look at who's not working. Anyone that's working or worked and they're pretending it's still or is CGI'd in is in the cabal right now. Everyone. And anyone that is a really good actor that you're wondering, why doesn't that person work anymore? It's becoming very obvious that anyone that's not pushing the propaganda and keeping the narrative going is no longer necessary in a talentless, soulless, satanically run Hollywood. But the great news is that it's being rebuilt all over this country. People are doing it. Mickey Willis, Mike Smith, a lot of good people, John Paul Rice, people that have come out and spoken, Caviezel, Gibson, all these people are out there making movies that go back to what the point was, to make movies that uplift, that inspire, that educate, that go back to God, that go back to consciousness, that you know, God created all these arts and they were corrupted. As I tell all the time, the Lucis Trust, you know, one of their things is about art, which includes movies and film and music. Well, we know it now. And there are good people out there in all facets of film, television, theater, that are good guys that are starting to get financing when just a few years ago, no one was giving them a dollar.
Couldn't get any money, yeah.
And that's the same in the music world.
Right.
And that we've learned, somebody said to me the other day, if you want to do some research, start researching the one-hit wonders that were brilliant songs and you never saw them again.
That's right.
Because they wouldn't bow down to the demands that were put upon them.
And check out, everyone should check out Adele's, whatever Adele is at this point, to check out her current video, because it's about God and Satan. I think it's called Oh My God or something like that. But if you look at this thing, she's kind of laying out, this is what you do, this is how you do it. And we go to the dark side and like mocking, you know, Adam and Eve and the apple and all. And I'm just like, this is what I'm saying to everyone. At this point, we see it and we have to mock them. We have to laugh at them and reject them and stop paying for them. And the truth is they're in panic mode. They're in overdrive and they're activating all of their soldiers to get out there in our faces to mock us, because that's what Satan does. And we're laughing this time.
Mark, I just ask you, I've been told this concrete wall going around the White House is about 8 feet in height. Now, that'll stop anyone looking in the windows, won't it?
Yes, but the craziest part, that's supposed to be public land. It only became private land since the phony insurrection. The insurrection, of course, happened, you know, the real insurrection is when they tried to burn down the White House during Trump's inauguration. But, you know, forget about that. That didn't happen. And look, there's so much evidence. Trump even said it on stage. That was a set up false flag from the FBI. I remind everyone, Nancy Pelosi's laptop is missing. You know, this is all... The only thing is that there are casualties in this war that are in the gulag in D.C. But as the three of us know, D.C. is a vassal state that does not run by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. There is no God in that city. And the truth is, our country was hijacked a long time ago by a bunch of the Fourth Reich. The minute H.W. got into the White House, the Fourth Reich took over America. But from that point on, we've allowed big business, big tech, big pharma, medicine. They're running our country. The people that are in DC are all blackmailed. Did you guys see these reports about the insider trading, how much money these Congress people and senators?
No, I missed that. I'll send you guys it.
It's really shocking. The American people need to know how much money these people in DC made before we found out about the bills and the Build Back Better and the CARES Act and all of this. They made trades based on stuff they knew. It's called insider trading. And if the SEC or the IRS were legit, these people would all be charged. But Nancy Pelosi made it like a bandit. Apparently, she's the best trader ever. Because the last 3 years, she has done it excellent. And you know who else has done great? Fauci. Mm-hmm. And this is all has to be out there. People have to realize there was many, many facets to the pandemic. But a real big one is not just the big pharma that made money, but the fraudulent government in D.C. made a fortune.
Well, that's a problem then, because that means that the bad guys have got a ton of cash, which they can fall back on and use for any false flags or anything else they want to do.
Yeah,
that would have been true if the Federal Reserve hadn't been backed into the Treasury.
But haven't they stashed this money under their beds, Mel? Doesn't Pelosi have all this money under a bed?
Well, she bought a place in Florida, so I'm figuring that was just to put the money in the gold she stole. Yeah, I mean, this is true. And you guys saw that Jen Psaki. Oh, my. It's unbelievable what's going on. She actually said on the stage last week, I don't even know if that's her anymore, but she said something where that people couldn't exercise their fundamental rights. People kind of missed what she was saying, but she was like saying, you have no rights in America anymore. Don't you know the way that she speaks with her? But anyway, she's out there pretty much glitching. I don't know if you're watching her, something is going on, and it's very disturbing to watch. But when I
talk about a moral compass and I talk about making sure it's accurate, you couldn't do better than seeing Jen Psaki on one side and Kayleigh McEnany on the other. And then you'll understand the difference between right and wrong, because I saw Kayleigh McEnany yesterday. She personifies everything that a woman should be. I mean, elegant, graceful, honest, and a beautiful spirit. And on the other side, we see a controlled puppet by the CCP.
Yeah. And you guys, we all know that they never left. Also, she's talking about, remember they all said there's no such thing as false flags? Then she gets up on the stage. She says, and all three of us know what's going on in Ukraine. It started with the overthrow in 13-14 with Obama, Biden, and Soros, and the
deal.
But she's up there saying Russia's going to pull a false flag in Ukraine. And I'm like, well, there's such thing as false flag? And then she says this. And then we find out that the CIA has been training militias inside Ukraine to attack other people in Ukraine. Oh, well, that would be the false flag. Oh, thank you for...
I'd heard that something like now 120,000 Russian troops on the border and 80,000 Ukraine. But I had an interesting conversation where I was told that if the Russians start to wander across the border, the Ukrainians have been ordered to retreat.
Well, I also heard that the Ukrainians have been meeting with Moscow for months, and that the real offensive in Ukraine, first of all, NATO needs to be dismantled. They're totally the one world government military. They're the aggressors with China and with Russia. But what I did hear is that anything that happens in Ukraine would be the taking out of the Soros-placed government there. And, you know, he has these legitimate straight-up Nazis, which he is, that are killing people, torturing people. It's no different than Antifa in London or in America. It's the same ilk, the same thing. And if anything happens there, but I saw that horrible... The people that orchestrated the takeover of Ukraine, and I don't know if people understand that Ukraine is captured. It's a very poor country. The trafficking of children and women is off the charts. These people are starving. They're living in hell. And it's just these oligarchs, you know, back to Poroshenko and Biden and Burisma and all of this, all connected to Obama, Clinton, and Biden and all of that, and really Soros and the Davos crew on top. And all the weapons. Remember, Trump got They tried to impeach him because what was Trump saying? Why are we giving $400 million of weapons to this country of Ukraine? Since when? And they're not even in NATO. So why would we put our soldiers in there to die anyway? Mm-hmm. But on top of that, we see some of the real perpetrators from 2014, but also of all the color revolutions, including Libya and Yugoslavia, Serbia, all these countries. We have Victoria Nuland out there, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, Blinken, whose parents paid for the library at George Soros's university in the EU for color revolutionaries. And all these people, they're just exposing themselves. But the person that isn't and doesn't want war, in my opinion, is Putin. Because he could have gone in there a long time ago and taken them out. And right now, the only goal, I believe, is to remove the Soros, Obama place, Biden place corruption and get back to the truth. Because there's plenty of evidence about everything that happened in Ukraine.
The hardest thing with the Ukraine is the fact that Soros and his minions have taken control of the media and the narrative there on a grand scale. And it's amazing the hatred in Ukraine for Putin. I'm trying to explain to Sasha that he's actually trying to do the best for Ukraine. And this is what they won't have you believe it there. And we're trying to work out a way to get the Ukrainians to understand it, because you're right that it's a very poor country. They're completely controlled by the media, completely controlled by the whole narrative. The government there is so corrupt. They're making them believe. I said, but they're making them believe that they're doing everything for you, but you're broke. You've got no money. You've got no jobs. You've got nothing. And you think that's okay. I said, the truth is that and their argument is always, well, Putin has already done that to Crimea. He's made them worse off. I said, no, he hasn't made them worse off. He's, yes, you'll go through pain and suffering as you get the mafia out, as you get the Khazarian mafia out, who've done all the child trafficking, all the paedophilia. Yes, there will be a period of time where, because they won't put new money in because it will just be taken by them. They'll have to get control of it. And yes, there will be suffering. And we're seeing that right now. But it's just getting the hardest thing right now, which is left to us to do, is to get the truth out. And I'll tell you right now, interestingly, twice over the weekend, mainstream media in the UK have put out, don't listen to social media. If you want the truth, come to us, because they're all conspiracy theorists out there. And they're panicking. For these television stations to say that, they're panicking. They know they're not getting the viewing figures. They know that they've lost the people. So the only thing they can do is attack the people who are telling the truth.
And what's horrendous is that the natural resources in Ukraine itself,
it's
full of resources and could lift everyone out of poverty. But the corrupt government has got no intention of sharing that with the people.
Correct.
It's just like Libya. Look at what they did to Libya. Libya, and really, honestly, if you look back, first of all, it was a color revolution by the same people that did this in Ukraine. But the second thing is they had so many resources. He wanted out of the petrodollar. He wanted out of the central banking cabal, just like Saddam Hussein did. And, you know, I think when I look back, I look at all the color revolutions down the list, and all you have to do is put certain groups like National Endowment for Democracy or United Nations Responsibility to Protect or the Open Society. And every single country that was taken over by force under the guise of human rights or something. And it's very clear who the enemy is. But I'm telling you guys, this is the best news, and I'm glad you guys are gonna do it too. I go to events, listen, people ask me to come to see 200 people, I go. People ask me to come to see 10,000 people, I go. I go because once people feel the energy and they realize they're not alone, but I am hearing everywhere I've been in the last month and going forward, but certainly in the last 3-4 days, people talking about Davos, about the Great Reset, about Klaus Schwab, about transhumanism, about AI, about what is in these shots. What, you know, people are on a next level than they were even 2 months ago. And, and that's really, to me, Trump came back in as a sign, I think, that we're on the other side and we're gonna watch it happen. I know, I'm sure a lot of people out there want something to happen that's not, but I keep reminding people this isn't about America. America might be the last stand, but this is about a global war against people that see the idea of a benevolent AI taking over God and humanity as a good idea.
Mm-hmm. There was a fake story video came out yesterday of the assassination of Trump in the Iran media. But these sort of things, they're all distractions. They're all, when you get distractions like this, when it's over there, you look the other way. But me personally, after 2 years nonstop of distractions and fake stories and everything else, but people should be aware that during a war, in conventional warfare, if you're in a trench and you want to go out to the right, you tend to throw a hand grenade to the left. So the attention goes over there. Once you get that in your head, then you'll understand the war we're in right now.
Right.
There's a lot of distractions.
And since 79, the Iranian regime has been part of the cabal, at least in 79. So the Iranian people deserve to be free also and liberated, as the Chinese, as everyone on this planet. And again, it all goes back to the same people, the Davos, Bilderberg, Pilgrims, all these people, and enough's enough, and every country. And I believe I get lots of emails from people still in Iran, or through friends that are here in America. They've had it, but every time they've tried to fight back, America turns their back on them every time. Mm.
I tell you where the Iranian, this is going to be a big shock to the world. When the men wake up to the fact about Iranian and Iraqi women, Persian women, they are, number one, they're 100% faithful. Number two, they can dance. Number three, they can cook. And I'll tell you what, when you can find a woman like that in the world of women that have become this new world woman that is a dominator, that wants to run everything and is all very lonely and has got no partners, no nothing, because she wanted this and then found out it's not what she wanted. These are the foundations. When they opened the doors to Persia, to Iran, Iraq, and that part of the world, I've got many, many friends in that part of the world. And the world is in for a shock, because these women can't even spell the word unfaithful. If they make
also
a commitment.
They're some of the smartest women. My smartest friend in America is a lawyer from Lebanon. They're tough. They're strong. They don't take any BS. And you
Correct.
Know what? These are the people. These are the future leaders in Iran. The leader of the resistance all this time has been a woman, but you know what they come up against. Again, I believe that all these factions are all connected. The Muslim Brotherhood connects to the cabal. Mm-hmm. They do financially and in leadership. You know, don't forget the number one visitor to the White House during Obama was A, Al Sharpton, and B, the Muslim Brotherhood. So. Yeah. You know what we're dealing with now. Plus, I don't know if you guys saw this, but a hostage who's the sister, I guess, was the Al Qaeda queen or something, went into a shul in session in Texas, synagogue, and held these people captive, and was demanding all this stuff. The rogue, repulsive FBI puts out a statement saying this has nothing to do with Jewish. It's not a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And within 2 hours, and what's odd is a week before, Ilhan Omar and her squad put a bill in about Islamophobia, that the American people and American authorities can never go into mosques, question anyone in the Muslim religion, can't investigate, that it's all Islamophobia, just like some of these non-Jews use anti-Semitism as a defense. These people use Islamophobia as defense. 4 days, 5 days later, we have this attack, and now suddenly this. Again, it doesn't work. We even had, and everyone's exposing themselves, but I have to tell you, first of all, they're unconstitutional, all of these groups, FBI, CIA, all of them. They're all post-constitution. We got to go back to that. But again, they've really turned on the people, and I think the people know it, and it's not okay. They're just men. They're just men with guns and a
secret Mel. What's really important is that if we're going to have midterms, then the way that these votes are done, it's got to be that somebody's got to stop all of these machines that are faking it. Because a lot of my membership in America are genuinely saying to me, how do we know that in the midterms is not going to be a repeat of what's occurred. So they're asking, what is the likelihood that something can be done so that at least when they go even to vote in person, that their vote really will be counted? Because I'll tell you that they're concerned, because they feel, just like you do, Mel, they'll go to a rally, they'll feel all of the energy that they go to vote and the other side wins. So what can we do to reassure people that that will never happen again?
Well, I think that's why we go to the rallies and we go around. It's because they have to go back. We have 3,000 plus counties. You can divide into small groups, kind of like you guys have in your movement, and you get together. People are very lazy, is the truth, and sit around a lot and don't want to do it. But once you engage and get involved in the fight, like my mom in Florida started a group with a lot of elderly people, and they want more people. But a lot of people feel fatigued, and they feel like, God, they stole the last election. Nobody's doing anything. They won't acknowledge it. Nobody's even looking. Whether you think Trump won or not, or you believe it was stolen or not, no sane, rational human can think that our voting system is not completely corrupt and cheating is rampant, no matter what. But at the end of the day, we got to get together, organize, show up at the legislature, and I'm talking about the state legislature, the local legislature, and demand paper ballots with tracking. If we can make dollar bills with every single one with a serial number on them, and we can do, you know, we can give out raffle tickets events with numbers on them that track them from the minute they're printed to the minute that they are stored, which is supposed to happen, which did not happen in 2020. Many ballots were destroyed. We got to demand paper ballots with tracking. Right. No, and even if they want to keep the machines, we need to demand they also have paper. And the most important thing is to keep fighting, calling your legislature, demanding.
Okay. Can I just come in quickly? Because Pence let the Republic down. The Supreme Court let the Republic down. And all these legislative boards that actually have the power all backed away and let it down. And so what I'm saying, I'm only putting forward what thousands of American CC members are saying to me, which is they've seen the organizations fail the people. And the conversations that my members have had with legislative boards is that they are too frightened to actually overturn an election. And so what I've been told, I'm not an American, but I'm told, is that for years and years, all these groups of people did was rubber stamp whatever came out. And then suddenly, when they were asked to do something, they had no training in the matter, and they just were terrified and they didn't do it. Now, how can we overturn that type of fear and that type of betrayal of the Republic, Mel?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of those people are blackmailed also took bribes, and they're captured. They wouldn't be there if they weren't. And I think they're more scared of that than they are of overturning an election or being honest. But bigger than that, what I'm saying, and you're saying it too, in numbers, we have the power. There are only 7,000 elected officials in America, period. There are 3 million of us, which is why you have to get out. You have to start groups. You have to get out.
300 million, Mel.
What?
300 million.
Oh, 300 million.
Yes. Unless you shrunk the Republic.
No. But I mean, at least people that are willing to get up and get out. A lot of people here are still asleep. It's bizarre.
Yeah, there's more than 3 million now. I think that the ball is rolling. I don't think it can be stopped in America now. I'm really quite excited. What I'm saying is that there's still these machines, shall we say, machinery of government that needs to be got at. And that's what I want to see happening.
Yeah.
And you have another election before the Arizona one is resolved. Because at the moment, the Arizona audit has just come to a quiet halt. Can you justify having another election in Arizona, as an example, when the previous election has not yet been resolved?
Well, I was talking to a bunch of people from Arizona officials, and the Arizona isn't at a halt. What's really at a halt is the attorney general of Arizona has all the evidence. Another attorney general that has all the evidence in a state that Trump won is Texas. Another attorney general that has all the evidence is in Georgia. And the truth is, there are small rulings coming out. But the truth, but we have to show up. Because guess what? What I do know is what January 6th did was it made people not want to show up. But we have the right to show up. But if we show up in mass, these legislatures, these people are weak. I'm telling you, most of them took money, bribery, stuff from Soros. This is why I say to everyone, they commit, these people in DC, they're never going to investigate themselves. But that doesn't stop us from organizing grassroots groups that investigate them and investigate them locally and find the connections and out the people who are the globalists, who are the cheaters, and make it known. And we should be doing that starting way long ago, but right now. And look, maybe you start a group in your community and two people show up or four people show up. Find somebody who's good at the website and the internet and all that. And that every county in this country should have a thriving, growing, big group of patriots that love God, Constitution, and understand America in general. The future of our existence is in play here. And get together, because you show up. These are 4, 5, 7, 10 men and women that are compromised and scared to be found out for their crimes. This is how American politics have worked. So that's what I believe is the goal. But like you said, Simon, we need to demand paper ballots no matter what. If they want to keep their machines, fine. It should be coordinated with a paper ballot with a number on it. And also, another thing people should be doing is signing up. My dad's 83. He's going to be a precinct captain in Palm Beach in the 2022 election. There are these open spots all over America in every county, in every state, for precinct captains, for people to do the, it takes a few hours a week, you know, to get involved now with registration and all of that. You know, these people that have been canvassing, they found so much crime. There's just so much you can do. And we got to just make sure, the only thing we need to make sure and focus on is if we want law and order and justice, and we want these people, these criminals going back 50 years plus, held accountable, we need to change back in 2022 to a law and order constitutional government that will start trying the cases in public. Because until that happens, look, the one thing many people, when they give up or they feel sad or they feel conflicted, it's always that there is no justice. The bad guys never get in trouble. The Clintons never get in, nothing happens. I heard that there's was released a document. I've asked to get it, and if I do, but where it's an email or a correspondence between George W. Bush and Tony Blair talking about how to PR their way into a war in Iraq. And again, when I look back at Iraq, I think the same thing that happened there really happened is what happened in Libya. Saddam Hussein wanted out of their system, didn't need them anymore, and they weren't going to let that happen. But, you know, these people need to be held accountable. That is the thing that makes people most upset, including the machines and our voting being so hijacked and ridiculous, is that we've seen no justice for obvious criminals.
And there's a reason for that, of course. Hang on, Simon, you're on mute. I can see you talking, but you're on mute.
No, it's all right. It's just that the dog wanted to join in. And go on, you carry on, Charlie.
The reason they haven't been held accountable is fairly clear, because the courts and the officials have been so contaminated. We've seen that a lot in America, and we're still seeing it. We're seeing it worldwide. It was very interesting, a comment. There was a video that I circulated this morning. It's an hour and 50 minutes long, which has got a huge amount of evidence in it. And they were talking about the control of Big Pharma. And it all comes back to the United Nations and NATO and the handlers behind that. And they've been controlling it for a very long time. And we're now starting to see that power disappear. We need to keep the pressure on every day. And somebody said to me the other day, haven't you stopped doing the videos? So we haven't finished yet.
No.
We haven't finished. We've got a lot more work to do yet to keep the pressure on these people, so that we stand up for what's right. Because the minute you back off these people, they'll just come back again. And this is why they're taking, I know with the quantum financial system behind the scenes, they're working so hard, but they're determined not to make any mistakes, because they know that this is the last chance to get things right. And they're not in a hurry. They're making sure. They weed out the weeds, they take out the rocks, they take out the bricks, they take out everything that they don't need there, bit by bit by bit. And time and again, they find another one that was pretending to be a part of the good guys, and it wasn't. We've got a lot of fakes.
Charlie, this is why it's so important, because, you know, we three and many of the people who listen to all of us, they fully appreciate that American lives and lives across the world have been lost in this fight for freedom. And the fact of the matter is, it would be unforgivable for anyone to rush something or try and push it through just because they were under pressure, and then for the rest of our lives to look back and say, we blew it. And so I absolutely agree, we cannot allow these evil people ever to come back again.
No, you're bang on right, but there's also, we need to get back into perspective about truth. And I'll give you an example. What happened today? Germany was saying 20 people today have died of COVID or Omicron or Delta. And the guy said, but with respect, 2,500 people die every day in this area of Germany, every day. And a lot more people died of obesity in Germany today than did of COVID. And
well, more people die of car crashes, Charlie.
Car crashes. And in one particular area, more people died of lawnmower accidents.
Well, I shouldn't laugh. But I suppose this is the best way for what I'd call half dead brain people to actually begin to see the truth.
I know.
Yeah.
And I've joked about it, and it's a joke, but there's a serious element to it, that 10 times more people last year died of obesity in America than did of common cold, influenza and COVID put together, but they didn't shut down McDonald's.
No, and I told you, Charlie, this, but I must share it with Mel. In the United Kingdom, one of my members refused to take the inoculation because of the job they had. So they left before they were sacked. Anyway, then they want to get a job. So they went to get a job as a gardener, working a garden landscaping, and they were turned down because they didn't have the jab. And the person said, look, this is the truth. I know, because my members told me. The employer said, if you have the vaccine and you get COVID and you pass it to one of my customers, I can't be sued. But if you don't have the injection and you get COVID and pass it to one of our customers, I can be sued. So the fact that the people still don't understand, they think that once they get this injection, They're Superman. They're immune. No, they're not.
No,
absolutely not. It does nothing for you.
Yeah. No, I have a friend, a very, very smart friend. I believe went to Stanford as a banker, is very successful. He got both shots and the booster, and then got COVID, and then felt really lucky because he got his hands on some of the new Pfizer pills for COVID. And I'm thinking, when is this going to end? How are these very smart people? And that's the problem. Look, those are the people that, you know, they're going to find out in a shocking way, unlike us that are watching it unfold. And that'll be a big shock. In New York still, it's going on. I mean, people waiting in line in 12-degree weather for a test we know is fraudulent.
Yes, it doesn't work. And I've argued with people who point blank say to me, I believe the government. I believe what the government tells me. And I'm thinking that there's something very wrong with humanity when supposedly intelligent people, depending how you measure intelligence, but intelligent people are prepared to give away all their sovereignty to somebody they've never met because they are the government. And they deserve everything they get until they wake up. And then they start fighting back because, you know, there's a few of us, and you said 3 million, 4 million, whatever of us, but, you know, we're fighting for the whole world. Right. And it's about time that we had a vacation and they stepped in and took our place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the truth. And, you know, but until this is why I just the call to action to the American people is there's more of us than them. There's more around you than you know. This is the beauty of these events, and you guys will see it. Is people have been, don't forget, part of the COVID and the isolation was to stop the flow of communication and energy and giving and taking between humans. People have been so blind, like blinded. Plus, of course, they trust the government and CNN and MSNBC. That was the only friend for a year. So when people get out and they interact in small groups or large groups or whatever kind of groups, everyone should start one. You know, like what God says, wherever two people gather, God's there. And I believe that. And you know what? You just start that way. But, you know, people, when they get together and they realize, wow, these people know what I know. They think what I think. They realize what's going on. And then it's a domino effect. And you realize we are so the majority that when they talk about destroying the democracy in America, I assure you, they are talking about New York, California, a small part of Chicago, and DC. All the rest of us do not matter at all. And that's what they're talking about. We are.
Listen, guys, I'm gonna have to go soon because I've got another call. But I just wanted to ask Mel. So Lieutenant General Flynn is still on your Christmas card list then, Mel?
Yes. And let me tell you something. People can say what he's doing is he's going to meet people locally. I'm talking him too. 60 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, and saying what I'm saying. Get involved locally. This is our country. We're a constitutional republic. Take back your states. We have 7,000 elected officials and 300 million people. That should be enough for you to know that we can take back our country. But again, God wins, we always say. Trump and the Patriots, the alliance, are working on it behind the scenes. This is a sting. But guess what? God didn't come down to planet Earth and fight battles either. You know, back with David or any of the battles throughout history, the people had to. So it's really time for people to realize, like when the three of us say it's good versus evil, it's biblical, it's this isn't for humanity. This is people can't probably believe that they're alive at a time that is Bible worthy, but it is.
Well, Mel, I mean, I'm even on mainstream news, they're talking about beetles falling out of the sky in different countries. Have you been picking that up? I mean, if that's not coming out of Revelation, if that's not coming out of the plagues, what more do people need to understand that it's playing out?
Right. And the demons put the beast from the book of Revelations in front of the United Nations. Didn't get much play, but I suggest everyone look up the new beast in front of the United Nations and realize they're not messing around, because that's what they do. They tell us to our faces. But I've seen the beetles and the locusts.
Well, good, you have. Excellent. You couldn't make it up. It was actually true. It must be true because it was on the BBC. Listen, lots of love. I'm going to go and leave you two guys.
You too.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Next week. Bye-bye.